The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
All right, folks. We're back. America. And second hour of the National Intel Report. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button and donate whatever you can to the station to keep us going. We are 100% listener supported, we appreciate all that you can do. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys out there listening, and it really is a blessing that we have this platform. I'm very grateful for it. It really does add a lot to my life, you know, and I hope for you as well out there. And I hope that we're delivering great content. I'm back here on the second hour. This is William Rapillum with my special guest, Alfred Schaefer from over in Germany, who was just arrested because he went to the commemoration of the dead that died in Dresden at the hands of the Allies, who were at the hands of the Jewish International Jewish crime syndicate that raped and murdered so much of Germany, that genocided and holocausted Germany. The Jews, the international Jews, holocausted Germany in World War II on Dresden on February 13th, 1945. And Alfred, who already spent 4 years in jail for thought crimes that the Jews invented, and his sister did 9 months as well. The two of the sweetest people you'll ever meet in your life. And the Jews had them thrown in prison for quote-unquote thought crimes, because they woke up about what actually happened in the Holocaust, and you're not allowed to have another opinion about the Holocaust in Germany and 44 other countries in the world. If you are caught giving a different account on what you think might have happened, or you're investigating it, you will be thrown in prison by the Jewish establishment. Established their banking cartel and controls all governments of the world now. So what do? The only thing we can do is speak out and expose these Jewish criminals for what they are, and expose Judaism and the horrors of it, and get other Jewish people to turn on them, to turn on this cabal, and realize that you're serving Satan, you're serving a totally evil crime, that they've inverted the truth about what actually happened in World War II, with Hitler was trying to defend the world against being taken over and ruling the world. The international Jew is the one who has overthrown the world and taken over the world. I always thought it was Hitler that did it. No, Hitler was trying to stop it. And the Jews are professionals at inverting the truth and blame shifting and gaslighting their victims. They gaslight their victims and say that their victims committed the crime against them, the Jews. It's so horrifically evil. It's just disgusting. So that's what. So Alfred, let me kick it back over to you real quick.
Yeah, thanks, William. Yeah, you hit it right on the head there when you're saying they invert everything. And this term gaslighting is also something I only learned that term quite recently. And gaslighting is really when they start to just start goofing around and playing dumb, stupid, to try to confuse us, to make us to make it impossible for us to grasp what is actually going on. And now they are gaslighting us on all the fronts in terms of the awakening of what's happened in what the world wars were really all about, and now they're gaslighting like crazy when people are waking up about the COVID rat poison injections. You know, they'll just do all kinds of nonsensical stuff so that people just can't believe. You know, what are they supposed to say in the sea of madness that we find ourselves in? So, but we are at an existential crisis. We have got to come out. like in the condition that we find ourselves in as a society, we have got to come out and retake control of the reins of power, control of our own destiny. Because if we fail, the Jews will take us right over the cliff into hell on earth. That's what is in store for us if we let it drift in the direction that we're headed right now.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying about what happened in East Palestine, it's really anyone's guess where the Jews are going to strike next, which part of the country the Jews are going to poison next. Yeah. It's hard to know. So you really have to maintain a good relationship with God. This is my belief, okay? All right, yes. Listen, I'm not trying to force my religious beliefs on anybody, but, you really have to pray and ask God for guidance and try to find peace there and ask God where to go next. And often you just have to let God guide you. And a lot of the times, sometimes it seems like something bad's happening, and that's losing something in your life, I have to move or something. Well, that might be God saying, hey, listen, this place is scheduled for destruction. You need to go. And you need to move over to this other place. It could be that. So just keep an open mind and allow for that guidance there.
I always say also, when you say you have to have trust and faith in God, when you understand the truth, then God is truth, and God is in us when we understand the truth, and that gives you incredible power, incredible strength, just to know that you have got the truth and God on our side, and that's it. It really is, because I've heard so many people talking like that God is in us when we understand the truth, and that's where God resides, is in our minds, in our spirituality, and that is our strength. And I find that as we come out and discover what the learn the truth, understand what has happened, we there's a strength in us that nobody can really beat. Nobody can beat that.
Absolutely, yeah. No, that's absolutely true. And when we know the truth, knowing more of the truth, it is, God putting in us the strength to fight back in a way that is effective. And a lot of the time, that's with your words and standing up against tyrannical things, like perhaps standing up at work against the stupid mandates. You may send a letter to your boss and send it all the way up to the chain of command, all the way up to the CEO, and just absolutely chastise them for what they're doing, and put the truth down in writing, and have the courage to do that. That I believe is God guiding and helping you do the right thing.
Absolutely, yes.
So, all right. So let's see. We got through all three callers that we had in the last hour. Now, in this hour, Charlie that mentioned the Nord Stream pipeline. I was really glad that he mentioned that, because I wanted to read this other article about that. And you're over there in Germany being directly affected by it. We've got a couple articles. We kind of covered the Nord Stream pipeline a little bit. I don't know if we have to go over it anymore. But we also have this other article, the NATO alliance being bled dry by the Ukraine war. Now, that's a little bit interesting. I mean, NATO alliance being bled dry. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to just turn around and bleed us dry more. So is it NATO alliance being bled dry, or is it the NATO alliance can't squeeze any more out of us anymore? And so now they say that the NATO alliance is being, the Jewish NATO alliance is being bled dry. But I guess I might as well read this article. Just take me a few minutes. It's by Michael Walsh. It's out of the American Free Press. Joe Biden's State of the Union address might better be renamed the State of the Ukrainian Union. After all, the outcome of the current conflict is key to the Western alliance's status in the rapidly emerging multipolar world led by the Russian-dominant BRICS group of nations. BRICS is the acronym for the financial coalition comprised of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The only question is how the outcome of the impending seismic shift in the North American plate can be tweaked in Washington's favor. Sure, change can be delayed, but it can no longer be avoided. Of pressing importance is what will be the outcome of the conflict of the post-war status of the United States and the Western Alliance. Well-paid pundits guess at the progress and fill the pages and airwaves with their deliberations. It might be better to dwell on that age-old paradox. What happens when an immovable object meets an irresistible force? The United States government, Western banking cartels, and the vast cross-border corporations today find themselves caught between a rock and a hard place. Certainly it is easier to predict the timing and direction of the conflict than to foresee the consequences of the inevitable defeat of the Western alliance. Doing so avoids the cross of thorns topic of envisaging a world in which Washington, the West banking houses, and Hydra-headed corporations backed by the once almighty dollar no longer shape world policy. My contention is that the conflict in Ukraine has already ended in favor of the Russian-Chinese axis. The boots on the ground are now toes up. Despite the NATO commitment, there is absolutely no likelihood of the Kiev regime reclaiming their lost territories. Donbass and Crimea are Russian. Live with it or die with it. But dying is no way to make a living. First, Biden's not-so-democratic America has to go into intensive care and recover economically before it can make a living in a world far removed from the pre-Trump era. The simplest way is to become less confrontational and remember that Jaw Jaw pays better dividends than war. Reality check. Ukraine's Eastern Front has collapsed. Okay, so I'm getting a little tired of reading, but let me stop there and kick it over to you for comment, Alfred, if you wanted to. Oh, no, I just got one more little this is the excerpt from the picture here. It says, according to intelligence sources, the U.S. has signed a contract worth more than $1.5 billion to produce more ammunition and artillery shells for Ukraine. According to the New Voice of Ukraine website, contracts were signed with defense firms Northrop Grumman Systems and Global Military Products over fears that the Ukrainian military was depleting its stockpiles of artillery shells too quickly. Oh boy, you know, all I can think of is all this money just being devoured by this war, while they not only they don't have the resources to help our own people, like the people of East Palestine, Ohio. They actually deliberately burn up these. What a stupid thing to do! Burning up these toxic chemicals that are going to go up into the environment and poison people for miles and miles and miles, where they could have just locally kept that toxic spill in a local spot and probably contained it to a degree, a much greater degree than burning it up would have done. What a stupid thing to do! I can't believe it. I mean, it's a deliberate warfare against the people. Let me kick it over to you, Alfred.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the final days of a dying monster, one could say. I mean, the fact that this accident even happened in East Palestine there, when you see the conditions of the railway tracks, they are third world in a third world state. I mean, they're just rickety and crooked and bent out of shape. So it's a very predictable thing that happened there, and it's going to happen again and again and again, simply because the infrastructure has been crumble to the dismal state that we find it in. And at the same time, in this war, this Jewish instigated war to have white people kill white people in the Ukraine, and to get and the weapons, the armaments industry. I mean, who was it who once said, a number of great Americans have said in the past, beware the military-industrial complex when it gets too strong and too powerful. Well, now we've not only got the military-industrial complex, but the pharmaceutical complex that is just, so you got two monstrous segments of the economy that are designed to just kill, like kill us in the end. And the Jews are rubbing their hands at every step of the way. So that's the predicament that we find ourselves in. We have got to regain control over our own destiny and go back to a way of living that is that is bearable, because just everything monster enterprises and no borders and massive inundation of all the refuse from the third world, that is our death. We are on a death spiral right now. So yeah, that's back to you. Yeah. Oh, William, unmute your microphone, William. I don't hear you.
Ah, sorry. Yeah.
There. Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
You mentioned Eisenhower. You mentioned the comment. It was Eisenhower that made that comment.
Okay. Okay.
Eisenhower was a terrible war criminal.
Actually, he was a
1.5 million Russian soldiers in the Rhine-Meadow death camps at the end of World War II. Eisenhower stopped Patton from ending the war humanely for the Germans and allowed the Eastern Front Russian 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th wave Asiatics to come over and rape Germany. Eisenhower was a war criminal of epic proportions.
You're right, absolutely, yeah. I shouldn't have said a great man. He was a war criminal. But even war criminals like Churchill did actually say the odd slogan that was actually pretty good. So I guess I slipped up on that because, yeah, Eisenhower was terrible. Yeah. But Eisenhower he was a war criminal. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't slip up at all. I think at the end of his tenure as president with his two terms, just before Kennedy came in, that's when he made that statement. He had some regrets over what kind of wrath that he wrought upon the world with his ambitiousness that he let himself get played by the Jews about, perhaps. So I got one. I'm going to squeeze this. It's 3 minutes. Okay, I'm going to run a little quick paragraph, little nugget here. How much has the United States really given to Ukraine? And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get Dan in Washington and Paul from California. So hang on, guys. While America's infrastructure crumbles and millions of illegal aliens enter the nation looking for taxpayer-funded benefits, Ukraine has revealed what the United States and Germany have sent to Ukraine. Actually, according to a Fox News report, the U.S. leads all countries with $196 billion in total military, financial, and humanitarian aid to Ukraine between January 24, 2022 and November 20, 2022. Germany has sent the second most funds with $172 billion sent in that span. Wow. In addition, Fox News says in that same span, the rest of the world has contributed less than $75 billion in total aid, with most of that sum coming from the United Kingdom, $28.2 billion. Poland, $24.3 billion, and Estonia, $5.48 billion. These figures do not include loans sent to Ukraine or additional contributions that were approved by their respective governments between December 2022 and February 2023. Disgusting! Man! So America and Germany are the leaders with, $350, $400 billion sent between the two of them. It's just staggering. Anyway, we got a couple minutes. I did get that in. So that's what we're talking about in terms of aid going over there to Ukraine and military spending and the like.
It's like the aid that Israel has been receiving all this time. And since they want to create the new Israel in, Khazaria there, Ukraine – yeah, the pattern just keeps going, the same pattern, milking the world, fleecing the world with some bullshit reasons, and wars and fighting, and it's just insane, absolutely insane.
Let's take Dan in Washington right now. Dan, we'll keep you over the break. Dan, welcome to the show.
Can you hear me okay? Hey, thanks for taking the call. Quick observation, and then I just had a question about Germany and Russia. But notice,
well, hold on, we're right up against the break, Dan. I'm sorry. Just stay over with us, all right?
Okay, cool.
We'll keep you over.
All right, cool,
we'll get to it. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
So you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I think the Biden administration might be trying to overcorrect. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, you need to use the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use that firearm. So a Chinese spy balloon was allowed to traverse the lower 48 states. Biden got a lot of flack for that, and rightfully so. Since then, four more objects have been shot down. Supposedly, the radar has been adjusted to spot smaller objects now. I guess until now, something smaller than a Cessna flew by, nobody noticed. Anyway, Biden said that the last three things shot down were likely not from the CCP, but probably from private companies. Wait a minute. You don't know what they are, and you're shooting $400,000 rockets at them. Did our president and our military forget the rule? Know your target and what's behind your target? This is the same guy that doesn't want you to have assault weapons. From now on, when I see something on or over my property, the first thing I'm going to do is start shooting at it. It's good enough for the president, should be good enough for me too, right? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
All right, we're back. It's William Rapillum and with Alfred Schaefer. And we got Dan in Washington holding over. Dan, please continue.
Just the observation of these Jewish handlers. You know, if you look at Roosevelt, he was basically crippled and he wouldn't go out in public. Very weak, sick person. You know, towards the end, but he had this Morgenthau, right? And Morgenthau had the Morgenthau plan to exterminate Germany. And I think Roosevelt even denied he signed off on that plan, you know. But it came out that basically Morgenthau probably just put the paper in front of him and had him sign off on that. But it's just interesting how Biden's whole cabinet is similar. It's all just Jews, and then you have this decrepit old senile person in charge, you know, just trying to cause as much damage as they can. And, of course, Britain at the time, you had a total alcoholic Churchill, you know, with the Rothschilds, you know, being his handler. So it's just interesting, these systems of control the kind of Anglo-Jew world has had for the past, you know, 100 and something years. But
yeah.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, I don't know if it's common. I had a question for you, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I was just gonna say Morgenthau. Yeah, he was in Roosevelt's cabinet. I believe he was in Woodrow Wilson's cabinet as well. I don't remember his positions in the two cabinets, but I know that the Morgenthau plan was the genocide of Germany, and they had to scale it. They had to actually go, oh, okay, the cooler heads prevailed, and the Marshall Plan was implemented instead, and the Marshall Plan wasn't quite as bad as the Morgenthau plan was. Alfred, you know a little bit more about the Henry Morgenthau.
Well, yeah, well, I think they basically realized it's not so practical, or it's more practical to not exterminate the Germans yet, but take them out of their traumatized condition with loans, big loans, and then squeeze the whatever they can out of them in the coming times. And the coming times was then from then until now, and now is the time for, since they can't squeeze much more out of them anymore, and they've weakened our brains with all this indoctrination, and now is the final onslaught, the final executing the Morgenthau plan in the end anyway, after having milked Germany for everything it's worth. And while they're at it, expand this program of extermination to the entire white race. So that's what we have right now. And by the way, this thing with the people like Churchill and so forth, and I mean, in the protocols, they've always stated, we will have our administrators. So these are the administrators doing the dirty work, you know, whether they're Roosevelt or Churchill and so forth. And behind that is the Jewish money, and money has is a power that when one understands the role that money plays within our civilized interactions or uncivilized interactions, and then the Jews have always understood, if they control the money, they control us, and if we don't regain the control over the money that we use for our interactions, then we will in fact all die in the end, because money itself has no value. It's only a placeholder for value. And right now, when you see how the money that they've gained through the vaccines program and so forth, they're using that same money to bring in all these invaders into our countries and put them up in hotels. I mean, that money doesn't get any more lethal or tainted, or, you know, blood money than that. So that's where we're at right now.
My question, I have never been to Germany or Russia, but I used to hate Merkel. But I think one good thing she did was get Germany and Russia together. Now, a lot of people don't like Putin. I tend to be a Putin-phile. I think he kicked the Rothschilds out of Russia. And I think, kind of like Patrick Slattery, would you rather be ran by Chinese or Jews? If those two countries control their own money system and they have this Eurasian thing, do you see Germany getting together with Russia? I think that, to me, is about the only hope for the white race. I think those two countries will get together and become like a huge superpower if they could. And then the Anglo world will kind of disintegrate for about 100 years, you know, or reorganize.
You're right. The German people and the Russian people, I did not say German country and Russian country, because they are now both run by traitors, but the German people and the Russian people, yes, they have to come together, but that would be the peace for all of the European people, and we European people have all got to come together and understand what has happened to us, and that is the peace we need.
Okay. All right, thanks for taking the call. I agree.
Dan, thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Great call. We appreciate you calling. We're up against the bottom hour break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Thank you.
back. We're back. And what a great guitar solo that is. That's Steve Stevens. He played guitar for Billy Idol, that did that in the Top Gun soundtrack. Now, obviously, we got to preface that fantastic American guitar song that is so awesome, and always loved that song, with the sad fact that it was used to propagandize and psychologically get us all gung-ho for the upcoming Zionist wars. That song is from 1986, from the movie Top Gun in 1986. And we know what happened in 2011, 15 years later. And we know what happened after that. And it's disgusting. So, but these are still great American guitar playing. And out of our country, America, this is where a lot of these fantastic rock guitar solos originated from, and where you know. So I believe it's a huge part of our culture and something to commemorate, despite what it was used to do by the Jews in control. What do you think, Alfred?
Yeah, it's Germany. It's so sad to see how we've been, so how much of our talent has been misappropriated by these evil forces who are controlling us. And that's the thing, is that when we understand how much talent and energy we have in us and see how it's been misappropriated, then we understand that if we can just get control of our own destiny back in our own hands, then this is going to be a done deal, and nobody will want to be our enemy, because our enemy will be crushed. I mean, that this is, once we, the white race, really grasps what's at stake and how we've been abused, then the day of reckoning will be upon us, and by God, I would not want to be our enemy. That's all I can say about that. And all those people who have taken advantage of us as we were on the ground, they will be paying a price for that. You know, that's the laws of nature. That's what's coming.
Oh, really great points. I mean, yeah, just harnessing that that talent that that we have, that unused talent or that misappropriated talent, when we have the knowledge about the truth, there is only one way forward. There, you know, knowledge of the truth, it is the power. And from that stems the harnessing of the talent and putting that into the right direction. And more people are going to begin doing that. And it's just going to be a tidal wave that will be unstoppable. So I think that's what that song represents to me. When I hear that song, I hear that unstoppable talent that that is just, it's unused, unharnessed properly at this point, and it's going to be.
You just used the right word too. It will be a tidal wave of talent that will, with which we will take back our lands. That's exactly how I see this coming, because there's no stopping it. And these things, you know, once the last of the sheeple understand that the herd has changed direction, everybody will be scrambling to be marching along with us in the direction that we're going. But William, your microphone's off.
Yes, absolutely, Alfred. You're dead on. And with that, I have a couple things I want to cover. One is the video Paul from California sent, called "The More Anti-White Hate," with this Jabba the Hutt looking thing that starts out, and then it's a medley of people complaining about white people and saying how horrible they are. And then there's an article by Ashton Kutcher that says why, let me grab it, I'll say exactly what it says. Why, saying Ashton Kutcher holds back tears, Ashton Kutcher, the Jew, by the way, holds back tears explaining why people should not say all lives matter. Really, Ashton Kutcher, the Jew? people should not say all lives matter with his tear face, tear-ridden face, and we're supposed to just feel bad and be manipulated by this celebrity Jew. Ashton Kutcher hopes to use his celebrity education, status, they missed the word status, by educating those who respond to quote-unquote Black Lives Matter with all lives matter. Oh, disappeared. Oh, hold on one second. Okay. Ah, dang it. The article disappeared. Now it won't let me open it again. Alfred, are you able to open it? Here, I'm just going to copy it over here and put it in a different window. Sorry, folks. It's loading. Okay. Well, okay, so expand the article. And yeah, in an emotional Instagram post from 2020, the beloved actor and entrepreneur explained how the latter misses the point, despite what the person's intentions may be. Ashton says he's had a poignant experience while putting his two kids down to bed and turned it into a teachable lesson that applies to the current state of affairs. Ashton and his wife, Myla Kunis, were reading bedtime stories to their daughter and son when their daughter proclaimed she wanted to pick the first book, their son pushed back and asked why he couldn't pick first. "Because girls go first," Myla said. His son looked confused. "You know why girls go first?" Ashton asked him. "For you and me, girls go first. And the reason why is some boys, girls don't get to go at all." Ah, here we go. Ashton then compared the exchange to Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter, and he could barely hold back his tears by the end of his video. And we won't really watch his video, but we'll move on to the next video, which sort of refutes Ashton Kutcher's Jewish ignoring of what's happening to the white race. Mike, do you mind playing that more anti-white hate clip from National Vanguard? Oh, okay. Yeah, Alfred, let me get your comments on the Ashton Kutcher while Mike's loading that up.
Well, it's so this hypocrisy, this glaring hypocrisy is just it's just obnoxious. You know, it's like I have no words for it. It's just it's so disgusting. When one realizes what the Jews are doing to our world, and then you hear these fake words of blah blah blah, you know, you can't say all lives matter. Oh no, because the only lives that matter to this nonsensical Jew is only Black lives matter. Yeah, because the blacks are killing us. You know, it's so disgusting, just criminally disgusting.
Yeah, and what's behind it really is the Jew is terrified and he's trying to push his proxy warrior out front to stop the Jews from being discovered for their heinous crimes they've been committing against us. So they're really just using blacks as props. They're using them as bullet shields.
As tools. It's just tools to do their dirty work for them.
Yeah.
It's just, so, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're black and you're touting this nonsense for the Jews, going out there, you know, screeching about whitey, you're being used as a bag to stop bullets. You're being used as a cannon fodder, I wish I remembered the word. What do you? You're being used as a sandbag that they put in front of their. You know, when they're out on the trenches or whatever,
like a human shield. They're being used like a human shield, partly, and as a murder tool, basically. I mean, you know, when the blacks start just like killing us because they've been incited to do so, and we're too good natured to fight back. That's only a very temporary condition. I mean, you don't have to kill many whites, and we will start fighting back. And when we start fighting back, then God help whoever stands in our way, because we're not going to be stoppable. That's it. I mean, and with this reaction is coming. It's on its way now. I mean, I notice myself that when I see these fresh invaders out of Africa walking in the streets in our cities, I cringe. I just want to vomit. It's a natural response to want to just do something about this invasion. I mean, that's normal. That's natural.
Well, the Jews certainly want us to, react, and they definitely want us to react violently, because the more we do that, I think, the more they justify their tyranny against us.
They're repressive measures. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. But they don't know where to stop. And there's a point where their attempts to their tyranny is going to backfire on them. And I think that's happening already now, because people are just starting to see this, and nobody wants to be as the tool of the Jew. And the Jews themselves start killing each other, knifing each other in the back. It's always been that way. You know, it's like when a gang has stolen everything from everybody, and in the end, the gang leaders, they start killing each other because they want to have all the booty for themselves,
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing now already, and that's all been written out and predicted by Israeli professors such as Israel Shahak in his book. You know, he says more Jews have killed Jews than Goyim have ever killed Jews.
Yeah, Jewish History, Jewish Religion. It's a great book exposing Judaism and Jewry.
They analyze it. They have the inside view. I mean, they look. There are a few Jews that will look and analyze their own behavior, and they become very, very nervous about what's going on, because they can see it repeating itself over and over again.
Yeah. Well, I think the best thing they can do is become warriors like us, and get out there and start telling the truth.
Yeah, and that's why some of the best people have come from the other side, like Benjamin Friedman, for example. I mean, his speech back in 1961 at the Willard Hotel was a phenomenally valuable speech.
Absolutely, yeah, I believe that was 71. He did that speech. He exposed the Morgenthau Plan. He exposed the people in the cabinets we mentioned. Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt. Really fantastic. So let's play this clip. Mike's got it ready, and then we got Paul, who's joined us back. So we'll try to get him in there too. So Paul from California. So go ahead, Mike.
What are white people superior at?
What exactly are white people superior at?
They're real good at violence.
Violence.
Genocide. It's like stealing people's lives just because they feel like it.
If you are white and you know this is happening and you say nothing, then you're a killer too.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Insecurity. Pretending.
Fear. Being fearful of nothing.
Being ignorant.
Blame.
Letting their egos control their every move. Superior at being dicks.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Oppression. Gaslighting.
Lack of empathy.
Intellectualizing oppression.
Did I say oppression?
What exactly are white people superior at?
Taking what's not there.
Taking shit.
Taking our ideas.
Copycatting.
Gentrification.
Appropriating things that do not belong to them.
Taking over other people's cultures and making you believe that they invented it.
Maybe they're thinking of it as repurposing. It's like recycle and repurpose.
As my grandma would say, them white folk, they'll take it if you don't copyright it.
They are very good at destruction of land, destruction of people, destruction of humanness.
Republican, whether you're Democrat, whether you're conservative, like, white people are really good at upholding white supremacy.
How about claiming that, they are actually a whole separate race, when actually white DNA comes from the black female?
So what exactly are white people superior at?
Honey, lying, stealing, and cheating.
Manipulation.
Withholding information.
Lying. Telling lies.
Okay. Yeah, I heard all kinds of lies in there. Oh, we stealing their culture and making them think that it's ours. Okay, what? What are we talking about here, I wonder?
That's amazing. It's so amazing that the audacity to all those accusations of what we allegedly are, and you see who is doing what, and you see the reality. Oh my God. I can't even comment that. It's just so disgusting.
Well, you see that the Jews have actually done all of these things, and they have convinced these black folks that that it's us and not the Jews.
Yeah.
Like chameleons have blended in and have committed these heinous crimes. Louis Farrakhan, a black man in the Nation of Islam, documents in his book The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. A lot of these Jews that were brokering these auctions, and there would be advertisements around town about these auctions from Levy and the different Jewish names, Cohen, and all that would auction off the black slaves to other Jews mostly. Because it was mostly the Jews that were the participants in the slave trade and were, slaveholders, too. So then they go and they make movies like Django, and, these people watch these movies like that, and then they think that it's white people and it was the Jews. So it's important that we just continue to hammer this point home and expose who the real culprits are, isn't it, Alfred?
Absolutely. This is the Jews' lethal and final mistake, is they try to direct all the anger and rage that is developing because of the Jewish crimes. They're trying to direct that rage against the white people. So have the victims of slavery, which was a Jewish operation, to have them gang up on us. So who do you think? I know when I was in prison, the Germans were the smallest minority. So I got to know all these other races that were there, and I got along just fine with all of them because I spoke clearly with them. I spoke truthfully with them, and they respected that. And they actually, they're all offering to be my bodyguards and so forth. And I says, I don't need a bodyguard. I can take care of myself kind of thing, because people just want to hear the truth, and they can deal with the truth. So that's the truth is the one thing that the Jew has the more fear of than anything else. The Jew knows the truth is his end, and that's what's coming out now. I mean, everybody's waking up.
Yeah. All right. We got Paul in California who's been waiting on the line for 10 minutes. Sorry, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I
want. Are you forgive us, Paul?
I was talking just in case you didn't know. I didn't know you're going to play that clip, but it's worth noting that the majority of those were women. Okay, I mean, women in general mostly don't have a clue. Obvious with obvious exceptions, and of course, black women are even more clueless. And they've all been brainwashed, as we know. I didn't want to call to make comments on the previous call, but I will. I actually called because I was fascinated by Alfred's talk of going to Dresden and what he encountered. But it's worth making a couple of points. Okay, one, Dan from Washington said that China and Russia control their own currency, more or less words to that effect. And I'm thinking, what? Where's that coming from? I mean, first of all, Russia, the Russian people were genocided in the millions, as well as the Ukrainians were genocided in the millions by the Jewish Bolshevik regime that controlled Russia. And Jews still control Russia today. Yes. Putin is beholden to Jews. This is not controversial. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's controversial is how Jewish he is. I personally believe he is at least part Jewish, and some people contend he's more than part. When you look at his face, it's not simply just a Slavic face. It certainly is not an Aryan face. And I personally believe that Putin is serving a purpose. So he is no independent force. The second thing I'll take issue with is he brought, again, this statement. I'm not sure if he said it before, but he may have. But this statement said by Patrick Slattery about, I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews. I care not to ever hear that statement again. It is the most vile, traitorous thing. It's not an either-or proposition, okay? And it's not anything that we should consider. And I do believe in what Alfred was talking about earlier about what's coming and that these other groups or other races will be crushed. And my response is yes, right on. Thank you for saying that, and they should, okay? That's the position we need to take, is we need to prevail, we need to rule, and we need to, as Conan said in the movie, crush our enemies and hear the lamenting of their women. You know, that's winning. And to think of anything else or to, you know, compromise in any other way, to me, I find nauseating. So anyway, having said that, I was curious, Alfred, you went to Dresden and you said that there was all sorts of Antifa. And I was wondering,
yes,
what were they there for? Were they somehow going to protest against this perceived Nazi celebration of Nazi dead? What was your assessment?
The Antifas are bussed in, they are funded, they are paid, and they will chant things like "Bomber Harris, do it again," and "all good things come from above," you know, implying the bombs were a good thing. They are absolutely highly criminal. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. These people are, you cannot believe it when you see it. That is what, that state-sponsored communist terrorism is what these Antifas are. That's what they're there
so
for.
What do they look like? Do they look like the ones here where they're just kind of misguided, virtue-signaling, effeminate, you know, white male faggots and kind of female freaks? Or do they look similar there?
Yeah, and a whole mixture. And a lot of them, if they get violent, they'll have hit squads, they'll be masked, and then they'll come up in little gangs, like a gang of dogs kind of thing, and come up from behind or something with metal bars or something and clop you over the head if they can. I mean, they are there, or they, what they also like doing is they'll try to find out where the Patriots have their cars parked, and then they'll vandalize them and stuff like that. They're absolute cowards and criminals, just cowardly criminals. I mean, this is state-sponsored terrorism. It is what it is. And so And the high presence of police is actually is a welcome thing, because they keep them apart, separate from the patriots that do come. And then, you know, the fact that they arrested me was shining the light on the problem here. So, I, for me, at the end of the day, that it was a very good event. You know.
Also. All right. Thanks for that.
Hey. Yeah. We're at the end of the show, so we got to wrap it up here, Paul.
Well, I was going to wrap it up.
Oh, you wanted to wrap it up for us?
Well, I was just going to say a couple more things. I was going to say thank you for doing what you do, Alfred, and being who you are, and thanks for that report. And, yeah, the last thing I'll say is just sooner or later, we're going to have to basically deal with these people the same way the National Socialists had to deal with the communists. And
absolutely,
in many ways,
yes.
I feel like I believe the police actually should step aside and let us handle it. I used to pray for that when all this was going on here with the whole Trump thing in 2020. The police should basically get out of the way, and we'll take care of business. And I sooner or later, that's probably going to come to pass. If it doesn't, then we're in trouble.
Thanks. I agree with everything you've said. And thank you for your comments. That was great. I agree with everything you've said. That's a perfect analysis. And I believe you're pretty spot on with the time will come when the police will step aside or help us to deal with this criminal communist garbage.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. No, I appreciate your comments. All right. We're at the end of the show, folks. William Rapolam and Alfred Schaefer. Really appreciate you guys. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate. Stick around for Jeffrey Bennett, the next show here. And have a great evening. We'll see you next week. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. Take America back. We must take America back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.